Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be back with you another Saturday morning. I hope and pray today the Lord will bless you. I know He will. He wants to. But I hope you listen today. Have an open heart and open mind. And let the Holy Spirit speak to you. You'll be glad you did when you do. I tell you, it's precious when He speaks. There's nothing like it. You may be a sinner today. You may not be saved. And I tell you, He'll speak to your heart. He'll draw you. He will deal with you. I tell you, you just need to come to Him. Don't fight it. Don't resist Him. Just open up your heart. Listen. Take heed to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. And as it's preached, it'll do something for you. I promise you that. But you can hear it all day long. And if you don't do anything about it, then it's not going to change. If you just hear it only, then you're not going to be blessed. But if you hear the Word of God and you act on it, you respond to it in a positive way, then you'll find results. There's people today, they feel like it, you know, that they continue to do the same things in life and think they're going to get different results. But it's not. It's going to be the same one. If you follow after things of the world, you follow after sin, and you follow after the things and drugs and alcohol, then you're going to reap that. You sow to the flesh, and of your flesh you're going to reap corruption. You can mark it down. The Word of God says so. It's the truth. And we've seen it. We know it. And you need to realize that today. If you want a change of life, you want to really be changed, then you need to hear the Word of God. You need to respond to it in a positive way. You need to act on it. You need to seek ye the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to seek Him. You need to pour out your heart to Him for mercy and forgiveness of your sin, and then He'll deliver you. He will save you. If you've never been born again, you've never been saved, you come to Him like this with a broken heart. Now, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's by grace are you saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. It's not of works. It's nothing that you can work for. It's nothing that you cannot obtain this by your own good deeds and your deeds. That Christ died for us. It took a supreme sacrifice. It took a holy sacrifice. It took God getting in flesh. Sinless. He came to this world sinless. He knew no sin. Neither was there any guile in His mouth. He was perfect. His body came from His mother, born of a woman made under the law, that He might redeem them that were under the law. So He got into flesh. His seed didn't come from a fleshly man, because if He did, it had been sin. It had been sin because man is born in sin and shame and iniquity. But yet His birth was miraculous. It was powerful. It's wonderful. And He came into this world. God got into flesh that He might be able to taste of death and hell and the grave for every man, woman, boy, girl. He took our place. It took us a sacrifice that God could accept. So God got in Christ. God was in Christ, you see. Jesus is God in the flesh. There are three that make up the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said God came into this world. And now we have the third part of the Godhead. We are saved, living in our souls. He's on this earth. He's living inside us. He's alive. And so God's in heaven. And Jesus is on His right hand. At one time, Jesus was on the earth. Because that's what God intended. Because of sin, it took a sacrifice to redeem man back to God, to reconcile man to God. And He sent His Son into the world, not condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And the Word today will condemn you. The Word of God, as you're sinning, you're a sinner, you sin and come short of the glory of God. And I tell you, this Word here, when you get into the light of it, it will bring condemnation to you. It's already there. It will just bring it to light. You've already condemned inside. You're condemned and by the way that, because you are a sinner and the way you live. And you might not have been a horrible person, but you're condemned because of sin. You're born in sin and shame and iniquity. But the Word of God will just bring this to light. And if it brings it to light, if you'll get honest about it, and you get real with God, and you confess your sins to God and really pour out your heart to Him, then He will forgive you. He will save you. And He'll make you new. But that's what it does. It brings the hidden things to light. It brings that sin up, that condemnation. And the flesh has a way of tucking it down and trying to say everything's all right and I'm okay and I've been baptized in the water. I got down into the river with a preacher when he baptized me. Well, I've said the prayer after the preacher. I've tried to do better and I've turned over a new leaf. I've gained my money. I've started churches or I've started Sunday school or I've done this and I've done that. But if that's all you've done, you're still lost and you still need a Savior. But you gotta come to Him. You gotta come through the door. Jesus is the door that leads to the sheepfold. And everyone that gets saved has gotta come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, being sorry that they sinned against God. They've gotta confess their sins to God, not just by mouth, but with a heart, the Bible said. Man believes unto righteousness, and a mouth confession is made unto salvation. When it comes from the heart, it will come out of the mouth. And it'll be real coming out of the mouth because it's coming from the heart. Because that's where the belief starts, it's in the heart. And you can believe all day in your mind, but yet that would not change you. Now the Bible said the devils believe and tremble, but they're not saved. But you must believe to the saving of the soul. You must believe in thine heart. You see, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans 10, it talks about that. The man's got to believe with the heart. With the heart, man, believe it. That's how you come. The death, that means the sinner, the real you, your whole being must believe and really believe on Him and know and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. You got to know He's able. You got to know He has all power. And He will deliver. He doth deliver, the Scripture said. He'll deliver you out of sin. No matter how deep you've gone, no matter how far deep you've gone and the things you've committed that you're so ashamed of, you don't want no one to know about. God knows about that sin. God knows what you've done. But yet He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. A God of mercy. A God of forgiveness. And He will forgive you if you'll trust Him and believe on Him and confess your sins to Him. Be sorry that you sinned against Him. You can get sorry that sin is caught up with you. Things may not be going well, and it won't. I promise you that. You may think you're doing good and you enjoy sin, but I'm going to tell you that day's coming and it's going to get so heavy. And to tell you, because be sure, the Bible says your sin will find you out. You will reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh of your flesh, you'll reap corruption. I mean, you will reap it. It will come. And you bringing it on yourself. You'll bring it on yourself. But yet God will deliver you from sin. He will save you. And He'll put a different desire in you, see. He gives you a new nature. He gives you a divine nature. You see, He gives God in you, Christ in you, hope of glory. He gives you a new nature. Now this old man I'm housed in, this old flesh, it's still the same old man used to be. But when I got saved, He changed the real me, the inner man. You see, He changed me and made me new. And I tell you, that changes the outward man. I tell you, that's why you got to put the outward man in his place. What I'm saying is you got to say no to self and yes to God. No to sin. No to temptation. The devil's still going to tempt you. He's still going to come and try to offer you up things. But inside, you have no desire for it. You don't want it. You want to please the Lord. And that's what you do. You pray and you seek God, asking to help you. But one day, when our change comes, one day, when He comes back after the church, when we get out of this old vile body Paul talked about, he talked about how rotten this flesh is. He talked about that when he wanted to do good, there's evil present with him. He talked about all these things about the flesh. He said, well, my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. He said, there's a warfare going on in my members. He said, my flesh is against the spirit's against my flesh. He's talking about the inner man, the outward man. When God saves you, He saves you. He puts something real and alive in you and gives you power. He gives you that to overcome the things of life and sin. He gets alive in you, but yet the flesh, the devil will work on it. But yet you say no to it. You trust the Lord and you just seek His face. You see, I'm not tempted like a drunkard's tempted. when God delivered me. I tried it as a young man. I tried things I shouldn't have tried, and it wasn't nothing but the slop of the devil. It brought a little pleasure for a short time, but I tell you, it didn't satisfy me. It just left me empty. It left me grieved. It didn't do anything for me. But I'm not tempted with that today. I have no desire to do those things. He took that, the cussing tongue out of me. I don't struggle with that. I don't struggle with saying bad words, because when He saved me, He took all that away from me. He took it away from me. I didn't say a whole lot to begin with. But when I become a teenager, when I got out of the church and my parents got out of church and I began to get away from the Word of God, and I began to use some vile language. I began to do things I ought not to do. But I knew better. I mean, I didn't know a whole lot, but I knew I'd been changed on the inside as a young boy. I knew I was saved. God changed me and forgave me. But I was grieved with all these things. And I tell you what, 18 years old, I got back to the house of God. I drove. Well, actually, I had someone at the church come to get my sister, and I began to go. I said, one time I'll go, and I hadn't left since. And I began to drive myself to church and get back into the house of God. I hadn't left. I tell you, that's what I wanted. That's what my heart was desiring. But I got away from it as a boy at 8 years old when I really got born again. I really got saved. And I tell you, like I said, my parents quit going, and I couldn't get there. But yet, when I was able to start getting to church on my own, God began to deal with me, draw me back. And I tell you, I repented of my sins. I asked God to forgive me and for all that I've done. And He did. He set me right back down at His table. He filled my heart. He began to teach me the Word of God. And I tell you, He took all that away from me. I have no desire to run like the world. I have no desire to look like the world, smell like the world. He took all that out of me. He took all that music out of me that was of the world. I tell you, I don't have no desire to listen to it. I don't want to listen to it. It don't do nothing for me. It may move the flesh. It's geared for the flesh. But it does nothing for my spirit. It does nothing for my soul. And I tell you now, I just want to sing praises, sing songs and hymns to God. And that's what I love. I love the Spirit of God. I love His songs. And I tell you, it's a difference. It's a change. And I don't have no desire for the world to sin any longer, because He took it out of me. He'll do the same for you if you'll just come to Him. Come to Him with a broken heart. The Bible said the Lord saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. The broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Humble. He said, come as a little child. He said, if you'll come unto me and humble yourself as a little child, He said, I will forgive you. You say, you got to come to Him like that. You got to come knowing you need help. You got to come sincere. You got to come honest. You got to come broken. And when you do, He will fix it. Listen, He's the great physician. He'll take that broken heart and He'll put it back together. After He'll redo the heart. He'll give you a new heart, is what I'm saying. He'll have to give you a new heart. He cuts out that heart of stone, that evil heart of unbelief. He'll cut it out and He'll give you a new heart, a heart of flesh. And then He'll put His presence there. The Holy Spirit will live inside you the very instant you get saved. When He cuts out the evil heart and puts a new heart, you are born again. You are a new creature in Christ. And old things pass away. All things start coming new to you. Your life changes that day forward. And I tell you today, my prayer to God is, if you're not saved, that you get saved, that you'd come to Him. And He will save you. Just get by yourself somewhere. Get in the closet, wherever it is. Go outside, wherever. Get to the church. Get on your knees and pray. And I promise you, that change will come. And don't let up and don't back up until you know that change has come. And when you do, you'll know it. But I see my time's quickly come and gone today. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.